Okay, today's daf is Daf Chav Daled, and last shiur we started the fifth perek. We started the last mishnah. It was talking about the hakirot, the necessary questions to determine whether or that can be used to find witnesses false. We also mentioned other questions that ask as well, which was the extra bidikot that they would do. Some of them, which let's look at the Gemara now. So, but can sheva hakirot. There were seven. It says v'lo tanina doesn't also say be'ezi yovel, which yovel cycle was it? Well. Why would you think that? Well, obviously, why? It's not common that someone is going to be come to testify about something that was 40 years ago that you can have the question which Yovel wasn't part of. Okay? It's not Matsui. Sorry. Ah, very good. I can see what you're saying. It could be 3 years. It could be 2 years. We'll get to that in a minute. That's what the Gemara is about to say. Eshkach Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Af Be'ezu Yovel. Could even, V'kayimun, he said you'd even ask a question, Ezu Yovel. V'kayimunah. But who the al who the nafak? That's where it might be bridging the Yovel year, and it was like, was it, when was it? So you can ask the Yovel year as well. Okay, now fine. Now, what do you find that the concept, the source of, has to be Davka 7? Now it's interesting here. You might think, isn't it just a matter of technique? Like, because if you think about it, if you're saying what month is it, what day is it, what year is it? Why do I need Shavuot and all these other things? How do we get to 7? So it seems to be learned from a pasuk because there's a Tanishmo. Tanash Ravacha. Now that's part of a pasuk. And it seems to be we're counting seven words. That's seven. So the Gemara Amalei was responded to him. He says no. So the Ravacha responded back to Shmuel HaKatan. He says, no, Lotia Karad, Azal, don't keep reading the Pasuk, Ella, but the Rashi Vachata Vashata Hetev. Those are four expressions of analysis or questioning. The Rashta, Chakata, Vishalta, well, Shalt, not Shalta, Shalta Hetev. Okay? The rest of it, Vine Emet Nachon, that's nothing to do with it. So if you keep reading the Pasuk, what you quote in the Pasuk is going to lead to misunderstanding, because rather, Vogadlacha, Vishamata, Vadarashta Hetev is a different Pasuk. From which you also see Shamata Dashta Etev, which is three. Hey, Tev, Tev, Gezer Shav. So we're taking, we've got a Gzerata, like a Gzer Shav that connects the two Psukim. One has four expression, one's a three, four plus four, four plus three equals seven. That's our source. Okay? Ravitzer Makshi, he asked the following question. Havutzvisim Bechad List in the Tiveria, Amrin Kadun Katul, Kadun Katal, Minayin Lezesheva Hakirot. He says, now there's different ways to explain this. I'll explain like the Pnei Moshe, because that might be what you maybe I don't think it may maybe a simple reading, because Kadun, what happened? Kadun means now. So the Pnei Moshe says, what if someone comes with a robber and says, he killed him now? There's no makom for Sheva Chakirot. I'll just read it inside. He says, Mashki, he says, Have kashali. This is Pnei Moshe. You learn from us. Right? That he did the murder. He's the victim. What place is there for what Shemitah cycle was it? Not even what day it is. The rest of them. It says he killed him just now. So that's why Isi Amar calls man his damen aloto edut ein harog. So what does that expression actually mean? But Moshe says de even if he says achshav hargu, he killed him now. Mikomakom chokrinoto. Nonetheless, you still do the sheva chakirot, the gzerat hakatov. It's simply gzerat hakatov. The whole zman shechulem ben koach any time that the edim can be found false by way of these chakirot, even if they seem to be six of them or seem to be superfluous, alato edot ein hahoreg neherag al pihem. If says now, if they don't know what Shavuot it is, or the Shana, you don't know what year it is, v'chodesh, interesting, even if they say they did it now, but they say, what month is it? I don't know what month it is. Because Ben Moshe says, well, I'm sorry, you need to set the month. Right? Shehem ha-chakirot, but because these chakirot are necessary for hazamah, because again, someone can come along later on and say, one second. You were with us on this date, place, time, location, everything. Okay? So therefore, it seemed to be that even if they say now, they have to be able to answer the Sheva Chakiro questions, Mishum Gzerat HaKatuv. That's where the Pnei Moshe understands the Sukkah. Okay? Which is in Achshin. Having said that, that's why I thought it'd be like a, maybe a simpler reading, but I'll just show you very interestingly the Kasha according to the way Korban explains it. Let's have a look inside. It says, Kasha le'aminitin, demash v'lamba ina, you always need the drisha v'chakira. Harei im ha'edim tofsim borotzeach, shehayam mufusam b'taveria. Because the question of the Pnei Moshe's thing, what talk about taveria? It says, no, if there was a particular tzeach that was a known gangster, V'amru kacharag, and they say lezer v'kacharag, and someone comes along and says, yeah, he killed and killed. Mali lachkor edim ka'elu. Hare ein lacha davar baru. This is obvious. Why do I need the chakirot? Umashdin, a less similar conclusion is isyamar kosh ein em yecholim lizdamen ein mekablin ein otam. Despite the fact that it might be like, we know this guy's a known gangster, we know the killer finally got the witnesses. Nonetheless, it seems to be absolutely you need to have them be able to be found false witness. Even though it's clear to this day the guy did it, the witnesses themselves have to have be able to be found false by way of, and how can you find a false witness? So a witness is false by way of the chakirot. Where were you at the time? What time was it? What location, etc. Date, year, whatever it is, they're necessary. So again, similar type of perushim, meaning on the one hand, Pnei Moshe says, if they say now, it doesn't seem to be necessary for the rest of it. No. The Gzeirat HaKatuv is, Pnei Moshe says, you need all seven. Nonetheless, the other one says, even if it's, you think it's obvious that you might not need the Chakirot, the guy's a well-known murderer, we've tried to catch him a few times, and these guys finally got the witnesses. No, Gzeirat HaKatuv, you still need to say all the Sheva Chakirot. Those are two ways of looking at it. They're the flow of the sugya. Let's continue. Next, Makirnoto Atemoto, do you know? Did you recognize him? Meaning, so here they're talking about the victim. We said the Mishnah, Mahaya was a Goyaya, Yisraelaya. And Im Amrin, if we say any Odea, what's the din? What if we say, he says, look, I don't know if the victim was a Jew or not. Now they're saying, Nahada, can you rely on a Chazaka? I mean, Hada, as it says, Damar Rabbi Yochanan Nerag b'Tiberia, Letzipori, if he was killed in that region, Mitiveres Letzipori, Chazaka, the Jewish population, it's just generally Jewish population there, so you can assume that it was in Israel that was killed. So, in other words, you can rely on a Chazaka in terms of identity for an Israel. Okay, let's continue. Hitraytembo, did you warn him? The Gemara says, Mari Hatraya, why do I need, where do we know that in order to execute someone, give them a capital punishment, they have to be pre-warned? So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, "B'shem Rav Yochanan, v'ish asher yikach et achoto chesed hu." Now, what's the deal from this pasuk? Again, so many times in Yerushalmi we find this is actually not from that which we read, but the continuation. The continuation of v'ra'a et ervata, and he saw her nakedness. Okay, this is referring to a forbidden relationship. So the diuk that the Korban Eda says is it is et achoto bat v'etimol v'ra'a et ervata. Since he saw her nakedness, you're going to kill him? No, Ella. Ra'ah, what does it mean, ra'ah ervata? That he was saw, as intellectually saw, that this was an issue. In other words, it was an understanding, the aide had a full understanding that it would be a violation of prohibition. Now, how do we establish that? Oh, we establish that with a warning. Okay. That's what the Afagav, the High Krag, Gabe Karaktiv, nonetheless, the commentator says if we're Dorish in this case, nonetheless, because it's not something you don't need it for karet, so because Klapei Shmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, so therefore the Hatraya is necessary for a mitzvah, capital case. Fine. Now, Amar Rabbun says, well, since we've mentioned Chesed Hu in the Pasuk, what's Chesed Hu? What kindness is there? We're talking about a forbidden relationship. So Amar Rabban, it's coming to answer a different question. It says, Cain, well, first, you know, the first generation after Adam and Chava, they had to marry their sisters. No, otherwise, what would have happened? So, how is a Cain nasachoto, Hevel nasachoto? No, why is because Chesav simershim shi banei olam mehem? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost had like a dispensation of that prohibition in order that humanity could exist. Ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh. In other words, it was created through this chesed. That's reference to the chesed. But going forward, it's asur. Dov, you're going to say.
Yeah, is there any more discussion of the Hatra'ah?
In terms of?
In terms of a definition of what's a
Yes,
kosher
we're going to discuss that
Hatra'ah?
now. That's exactly the Kiddush of the Gemara. So, Tanu Rabbi Shimon Yochai Meir, Al pi shnayim midin o shoshami umatamet. So, again, what does umatamet mean? How can the dead person will be killed? What's hamet? Well, hamet met, the met dead. Ela lo dia, he has to tell him also, be'eze mita met. Meaning, do you understand? If you go ahead with this act, you will be culpable for this particular form of capital punishment. That's a detail I have to go into. I think we're heading in the direction of answering your question. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli says, "V'chiyasid ish arei yehulorgol be'orma." Now, orma normally means it's trickery, but it can be the door. He's doors the pasuk shiarimuhu. Yarimu means you. It's with bechokhma. Bechokhma is about understanding. So you educate this person who's about to commit the punishment. Be'ezu mita met. You have to, he has to be aware that if he goes through with this crime, he will receive such and such a capital punishment. The sug, the category of the four. Now, what's interesting, what happens though, because haita mitato mechamura, because if you warn him that, by the way, you're going to get, sorry, if the mita was skilla, for example, and you warn him with a lighter form of capital punishment, b'chala, Yachol Meimar, he could have said, Iloaya Yodea, had I known that I would have got the more harsher punishment, Loaya Avid had a milta, wouldn't have done it. In other words, he has to, we see in the Pesukim, he has to have a full understanding of what he's up to do and the consequences of it. Okay? That's what it's saying. Okay? Let's continue. Again, you can understand why it was very rare that they'd actually kill anybody in Beit Din. Okay?
That's exactly what I wanted to ask, because you have to be a big Talmud Chochem, and on the spur of the moment, he stands there with the sword and he's about to kill. Say, well, the Torah says, and then you get slavery, you get chenek, you get this, you get that. I mean, you just say, don't do it.
No, you'll
Or
see in
you
a
otherwise.
second. And not just that. Well, there's a discussion, some of the Rishonim, if it says mita, like you will be killed, it might actually be okay. I think I saw, we'll get to this discussion later on, but it seems that the Pashup Shah, the flow of Sugya, no. It has to be very specific, the type of mita.
The aid should need aiding,
The aid should need Eidim, meaning.
meaning I, as the aid, I say, I was matre this person with all the right
No, that's
information.
part of the part of the Eidur is we warned him with such and such a way. Like, I think that's part of the Eidur. There are two of them together. That's part of their Eidur.
But,
That's part, in other words, if
yeah.
you're trusting that he killed him and you're also trusting them that they gave the proper warning, it's all part of the package.
Yeah, that's a lot of trust that a person
Well,
can
that's to aid him. That's why the Torah works.
will. But there's a difference between being me'id on what a person perceives
And what I did.
and being me'id from memory on what I did.
That's actually interesting. Can we? I think we'll discuss later Mishnayot as well. Where, if there's a distribution, if there's somebody else can provide the hatra and the Edom can witness it, we'll discuss. I think we'll get to that. If, however, what if he warns him regarding a lighter form of capital punishment, and then what happened is he ended up and it was the real punishment. And they warned him in terms of, do you realize that the punishment is like skila, much more chamur than it really was? In here we're gonna machloket. Al da'at Rabbi Yudan bar Eli shi'arimuhu be'ez mitamet. Now that statement, according to the Korban Edi, understands that's subject to debate in terms of what was the source we learned before. According to the Chiddush of Yarimu, you've got to educate him. It has to be very, very specific. However, according to the other Shittot, no. I'll just read it inside. It says mitato kala v'hutruba mitachomor b'ha pligi Rabbi Yudan. That's what it was. V'sora she'eno hatra. It's not hatra. The alav minichti bara mashi yarmuhu v'cholik. That has to be very specific. With the other shittot, where it says you've got to warn him that he's going to be like killed with the capital punishment, that might be sufficient. Okay. Now the only problem was is if it was a again, let's get this right. If the punishment was more chamur and you warn him with a light one, then everyone agrees that it wasn't sufficient warning. But if it was you warned him with a it was chamur when it was really light, then it might work according to the shittot that he's got to be aware. So. If, however, it was chamur, if he warned him that it was chamur, but it was really light, then according to the shita that says v'yarimu, no, it's still the Torah is very, very specific. It must be exactly 100% correct. With other shita, says, no, it's just it's sufficient. You're warning regarding a cat that is going to that he will be killed as a result. Okay, so that's machloket. Okay, so we see how refined it, whether it, how refined it might have to be. Okay, so that's the point of debate.
I'm sorry I'm stuck on this, but
Yeah, good. Keep it.
how can the Eidim me'id that the Rotzeach heard them?
Well, we'll discuss that soon in terms of whether I heard them or not, because it's not really enough to say I heard them. You'll see in a minute. This might answer your question. It says, hearing them is not enough. It says, Hayu Matrimbo, if they warned him, that's the next piece. Vishotek, and he was silent. Matrimbo, they warned him, and he nodded his head and went ahead with it. Barosho, Yeah, I'm aware. He'd still be patur. That's not sufficient enough. Ella ad shomar, until he says, Almanakem ani oser. Right? In other words, I am doing this with a full understanding. He has to basically, I'm doing this with a full understanding of that's exactly what I'll be taking myself in. In other words, that's very different now, because it's not no longer that we said the words and therefore, you know, tick the box. This might even answer your question a little bit more, Dov, because they're testifying now that he accepted with a full heart. So it does, in other words, it's the full Kabbalah. It's everything's about him, not necessarily what they did. So therefore, it's less of a problem. Because I think your problem was, how can they testify what they said? It's not really relevant what they said. It's more relevant that he was fully makabel, that yes, Almanak Ken, I'm doing this with a full understanding. I think that clarifies everything a lot more. Okay, let's continue. Ra'ush shofech dam. Amr lo. 1 second. Habe yodea sheben brit. He's a Jew you're killing. Va'torah ma shofech dam ba'adam adam de ishpoch. He says, afal pi shamar. Even if he says, yodea ani, I know. He's still patur. At your man says, al manat ken ani oseh. I'm doing with this a full understanding because I understand that I'm going to be killed. So, you know, in other words, knowledge is enough. He has to say, I'm doing this with the full understanding that is my consequences. Okay. Ra'u mechal al Shabbat. What if someone's mechal Shabbos? Amar lo, don't you realize Shabbos? It's Shabbos today. It's a capital punishment from someone who mechal Shabbos. Afel pi shamar yodeani. Even if the person says patur, I'm aware. Nonetheless, patur. Ad yomar al manat ken ani yoseh. Yafe. Rav Chiya says, Barganda sha'al mekoshesh b'mishumai mechayev. Now this is a really interesting flow. Again, we'll explain it first a bit, like I think the Pnei Moshe first. I think it's like a simpler read, and then I'll show the Korban Eidah. Mekoshesh the midbar. Why was he chayev? Mishum tolesh or mishum kotzer? Now I'll just show you here. So we'll get to the next part. In other words, what did he do? Did he cut or did he pluck something out of the ground? Sorry, the Korban explains it. Yishmiyahada says, when they found him, that was, he was tolesh. He pulled things out of the ground. That's what they killed him. Now, this is the next piece I said. I'll explain up promotion and then followed by Korban Eidah. Rabbi Chiya bar Chamda shal mekoshesh b'mem mitato. What was his punishment? Now, here it says... He's called Rav Chiya bar Gamda Sha'al im alacha kaitana da'amar la'el ad yodu ba'eza mita hu met. Imken, if that's the case, kashalan mikoshesh. What about the mikoshesh? Sha'rei mitato b'maita b'skila. V'rei lo yadu mitato b'maita ad shifrot lahem mipi agvura v'heyach yu matrim bo. In other words, again, we've seen to see that there's really two ways to understand up above. Whether you need to know exactly which mitah specifically that he's going to be killing, that they'll be executed by, or whether it's enough that he knows he will be executed, right? He will be killed. Yes, if you say it was a lie, if you got it wrong and said it was lied up, but it's really more extreme, you may have a way out. But really, so the kasha is, the case of the Mekoshesh and the Midbar, they didn't know which mitah he was going to receive. So how did they kill him with the Midbar? What hatra was there? So it says, look at the following. Back to the Gemara. Nishminhada, yodei u'mekoshesh chay mita v'lo yodim b'mayata mitato. So it seems to be clear, back to the Pnei Moshe, dektari behegi yodim u'mekoshesh chay idinu, elma delo ba'inan adji yodo be'ez mita. It seems more clear that you don't need to know the person who's the murderer doesn't have to know exactly, or sorry, the person who's going to be chay the kapal punishment when they warn him doesn't have to know the precise exact mita he's going to be killed. Dimloken, I feel like me to go for have a live spooka. There should have been had the question whether they can even execute it. Shrei hatra'am, love hatra'am, because it wasn't a good hatra'am then. So it says, Esht kartani continues, Reb Chiya hotzeat mekalel mechutz lemachane. The mayta mitato beskila. Now what's the proof here according to the Moshe? He says, Kloma de dachi leashas is forget it. Darshu min amidi, de ikla meir mekoshesh horat dat sha'aita. Come on, mekalel. He says, don't bring a proof in the case of mekoshesh, because that could have been an exceptional circumstance. Horat sha'a min ha'shamayim. Why? Because then the case of the Mekalel, that was clearly Horacha. Because in that case, they didn't know if it was Chayv Mitah at all. So in that, and nonetheless, they killed it. So if they didn't know it was Chayv Mitah, there clearly wasn't a good warning. There wasn't a warning at all, really. So therefore, how can they kill him? So just as that Harasha, this is Harasha. Okay, so explain it quite clearly according to Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says, oh, look, let's look at the Chumash to see if we can prove to this debate whether it has to be very, very specific, or Chayiv Mita is enough to warn the individual. Look at the case of Mekoshesh, there's no Mita. Chayiv Mita it is. So quite clearly, it's enough to say, oh, you would be Chayiv Mita, and that's why they could kill him. And he says, what are you talking about? The case of Mekalel, they didn't even know if it was Chayiv Mita. So you must see, just as that was a Horat Shah, this is a Horat Shah. Those are exceptional circumstances in the Torah. Don't bring a proof from that. Okay. Issue the Korban Aida says there's nothing to do with all that, nothing to do with Asugya. His question is, I just say that, I know, we'll say it inside. He says the question was, even though they said he was stone, the question was it skila he received? Or maybe it was another form of mita, like he says, where was it? Here. Maybe it was chenek, for example. And after chenek, what happens? They would stone the person up, they would kill. So how do we know which way it was? And it says, it says, since they were asking what is how do we execute him, and the Torah says it was stoned, mistama, that was the execution, not the after execution detail. Okay? And he tries to bring a proof also, you can prove from the Mekalel as well. So in other words, the flow of the Sugya of the Korban Eidah, sort of did it outside a little bit faster, is regarding this is about Pshat, like the walls Pshat and Chumash in terms of what was the punishment they administered. Okay, but nonetheless, in the Sharei Korban, he goes into more detail that takes in a bit more direction, I think, of the Pnei Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, that ties it at least, or he deals with that the concept of Horat Shah. Not that's why I initially bought the Pnei Moshe. Okay, let's continue. Wait, Ma'avad le'po'or le'markolis, the Me'avad. Now, this is interesting. Again, different flows here of the sugya. Read Baz, B'nai Moshe, Korban Eidah. I don't want to confuse you too much, but I think I'm going to. Let's continue. In other words, the first question when you ask somebody to do Avodah Zarah, your question is, what type of Avodah Zarah? Well, what idol was it? Was it Purim or Makrilis? The Me'avda, what type of worship did you do? B'Avodah Avodah. In other words, Kedarka, like a Makrilis does, or a like throwing stones, or by revealing himself in front of it. Or was it B'Avodah Avodah? Was it, if you like, one of the four avodot, because you can be chayev according to if you do one of the avodot pnim, shechita, zrika, all those things for avodah zarah as well. So the question is, do you ask that level of detail as well? This is the Korban Eidah's reading. Mara says, you mean mahada avodah. We saw the 2 minutes came and saw this guy do avodah zarah. We don't know which avodah zarah it was. So Daniel Tobeshteyem. Then what we would do, we'd treat the case like maybe he did either or, and that way, be'ezim is a kepotrimo, and that way we could get him out of it in the end. Meaning, if like you think it's pa'or, but your prum is like a markulis, you can get off. Okay, so it would be a way of being lekula, because to try and save a person, because ultimately, at the end of the day, our batidim try and save people, not try and kill them. Okay. That's the way, if you like, the Korban Eidah explains the sugya. But it's kind of interesting here because both the Rid Baz and the Pnei Moshe was sort of asking. Oh, sorry. So therefore, what's the point? The point was the fact that they didn't ask, oh, what type of avodah did he do to clarify the matter, whether that was because Po'or and Markolis of a different avodah. It's quite clear that that level of questioning wasn't asked. So let's just ask, what avodah zarah was it? Not the me'avda, like in terms of was it charbar avodot? Was it like zrika or whatever it was that they didn't put in front. That's the Korbanator's flow of the sugya. In terms of the whole flow is, do we ask that second level they aren't questioning? But it's
And
actually
why is
interesting.
that? And why is that?
I don't
Why is
know.
that? Because he's chayiv anyway.
It's
So
chayiv anyway. Okay.
my
Okay.
question returns: by, if you see somebody killing somebody else, what does it matter if it's kilis refe herik mechenik? No. You have to be precise in telling him what he gets.
Okay, so that's the machloket we have to be precise. We saw that we said that was a machloket, right? How precise? Okay, so you're right. So it's in the third here as well. The question is precision. That's what it sounds like. Oh, this is different. Sorry, it's different. There was, just to clarify, what we're talking about above is the hatra'ah of the warning they administered. Okay, the level of precision there. Here we're talking about what's the mandate of the edim to questions that they have to, like, the details they present. Okay?
I understand what you're saying. To be medakdik in their hasro, and you don't need to be medakdik to see what he did, kilu.
In their testimony, in the details of the testimony, that
Yeah.
level. That's like the flow of the Korban Eidah. But it's kind of interesting here is that the The flow that the Pnei Moshe and Rid Baz do, even though they come to different conclusions or detail the sugya, is whether that could be chayev with the Abba Avodot as well. Meaning, I'll just show you here. Again, do we? Because are we only mechayev him for the darka, the avodah, or also avodat panim? Again, I'm not going to detail too much detail because I see the time. But and the flow of the sugya by the fact that they didn't know what he was doing, like what avodah zara was that. What do you mashma from that? And the way the way the Pnei Moshe's conclusion is, oh, you see, it must have been that the person was doing one of the arba avodot. That's why it wasn't clear what avodah it was. Okay, and then it attempts to reject that as being a proof. However, the Rid Baz has actually a different conclusion. He says, if they did avodah pnim, if you did avodah pnim, you'd be chayev. Afilu ein darakah b'kach. Im ken. Hey, a pasak v'tani k'shesh safek be'ez avodah zaraya l'olam patur mishum demeshunim avodat elin l'kula hamikom achom yechol yechayav k'shabad avodah panim. Because as he says quite differently, he says since you see that the conclusion was if you don't know like if we can be make a lakan to try and get the person off, that's not always the case. Because if the person did one of the four avodot, he'd be chayav iman afshach. Okay, so he says this is a riot to say that if you do one of the four avodot is not a reason to mechayev, right? So that's the different ways that they look
Well,
at the sugya.
this is even more, much more clear, because if you buy a Peor or buy a Markulis, we know exactly the Gemara describes what Peor is and what Markulis is.
Yes.
So that's very easy to say. He was standing and he was throwing coins in the fountain or whatever,
Bidiuk.
or
That,
in
that's the
the
way Pnei
Peor.
Moshe says it. That's exactly what the Pnei Moshe says. The Pnei Moshe says is mikan raya that it must have been one of the other four avodot. That's why they didn't know what he was doing.
Right,
Right?
right, right.
Fine. Fine. Let's continue. So halacha bet. So we're going to a bit more detailed this year. Okay. Kol ha'marbe bedikot harei zeh meshubach. Anyway, the more bidikot you do in terms of extra, not the critical pieces, the seven that we discussed. But these are all the other questions around the case. The more questions you do, the better. Now we said the nafgamina is those other questions. If they say, I don't know, that's fine. It's just we're trying to use them to catch the witnesses out. There was an incident where Ben Zakeh checked with us. His questions related to the stems of the tanim. We'll get to that in a moment. It's an important piece. There's a difference in Bavli and Yerushalmi here that's very important. Uma ben chakiro bedikot. Sorry, when it comes to chakirot, says Achad Omer Eini Yodeh. If one of the seven critical ones, person doesn't know, we'll go home then. Edotam Batela. The bidikot, these extra questions about details about stems on the Te'enim and things like that, says it's Amar Achad Eini Yodeh. Afilu Shnayim. If they both say we don't know, that's fine. These are just side questions or not critical questions to the testimony. Okay, these are just the extra questions that we're trying to do to catch them out. If, however, even the bidikot, there's a contradiction between the two. Oh, what room was the house painted in that the murder occurred? One says blue, one says, oh, there's no colorblind issue here. One says brown. Is that a blue brown? Is that a colorblind thing? Whatever. Whatever the detail is, quite clearly, then we say that would be Edotem Petela. Okay, let's continue. Now, what's the case of the Oktzei Te'enim? This is such an important point that Shari Korban says. He says in the Bible, he talks about the case of a murder. And the murder was under a tree that attained. Now, and the question was, what were the stems? How thick were the stems? Right? So, mashma, really not so critical to the details of what was actually happening. It was, oh, tell me about the scenery, type of thing. However, the Rishalmi doesn't say that. Shari Korban says, no, these questions, the bidikot, still have to be really connected to the crime that's committed, more directly connected. That's why it is. We've got Bamalaktan, Bamachlam, did he hold it by its people when he ate them? Here, the simple understanding is we're dealing with Hilchot, he did an Aveira on Shabbat, as the Penimosha says. Bamalaktan, how did he pick them? What Isser is being occur with the picking? That's if you're doing Tolesh, you're pulling something from a tree. So in other words, did he pick it by the stem? How did he take it off the tree? Oh, that's a detail that's directly related to the Aveira. And if he did it, in other words, if they say we don't know, then That's fine. But it still has to be directly. But if it's like a murder underneath a fig tree and say, oh, by the way, that fig tree, that's okay for the Bavli to say to the Bdikur. Your Rishami says, no, it's too remote. That's why Shaar HaKol makes the difference of Bavli and Rishami here. The Bdikur, yes, you can Amar Bdikur. There's stuff to be related to the actual crime, more like directly related to the crime. Those you can be Marabe. Okay, Beseder, we'll finish the line early because this will take us into the next again. Okay,
Is
that's it.
it a chiyuv to give hatra'ah?
It's necessary. Without it, you can't kill the person.
No, I'm not asking about the pun. I'm asking about before the din Torah. Is it a
It's an
chiyuv?
obligation.
Is it an obligation for a person who is becoming a potential aid? He's witnessing the crime. Is he mechuyav?
He's potter when him lo his rubo is potter. The Torah says
Yeah, no, that's not his
I'm
question.
not
Dov's not asking that.
angry.
Dov's not asking. He says he understands it's a technical requirement within a court case to actually be able to kill the person without it. The question is, does a person have an obligation to step in and say, I'm warning you not to do so? That's what I'm saying is a
The
chiyuv.
Torah obviously is so much against capital punishment. One would think, just don't give the hatra'ah.
No. Then you're over. No, you have to be
You're
massive.
over
After the
what? What are
Reach
you
HaKavod,
over?
you don't want to be killed.
What are you over?
Perhaps lo tamad dam ra'acha, meaning stepping in to try and save a person's life, right?
But
Or
you
crime.
would
In other
save
words,
his life by
that could be in
not
the case
giving
of
the
a murder, right?
hatra'ah. You
Sorry.
save his life by not giving the hatra'ah.
No, but you're meant to say that. Okay, you're saving his. Okay. You've got it in Yenav as well. Again, I'm just talking and learning here. I haven't looked into it. You've got in Yenav, meaning you don't want Chilu Shabbos. You don't want him to do an Aveira.
Yeah.
You've got issue of Hoyach Hatra is part of that.
Yeah, but hatra'ah is all of it. Hatra'ah is all of it. If you say, you know what you're about to do is chil Shabbos,
Yeah.
I don't care. He's not chayv misa. It's not a hatra'ah.
Watching there again.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's part of the you could also say like Mani Rotseba, the Mishnah we said before, in terms of people who are aid him, it says, why should we bother ourselves? No, be tell me there's a actually it says that it's better to we encourage them at the end of the day, after all, Obadra Shimrina. There's a inyan of removing this ra, if you like.
I understand. After the learning today, I used to think that when it said that a Sanhedrin that kills, that murder, that executes one person in 70 years is already has dam al yadayim. Here, I would think, oh, like in 700
1,000 years.
years.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.